And you've heard of Uber, the smartphone app that allows you to request commercial black car service to get from urban point A to point B. Well, for the next 2 weeks, the on-demand car ride company is making a splash by testing a water taxi service on Boston Harbor. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has the story.
I tried the Uber boat service from the Charlestown Navy Yard near where Old Ironsides, the USS Constitution, is docked. Within a minute of requesting a ride, a captain called to confirm, and 4 minutes later, a motorboat named Thunder pulled up to the dock.
Welcome aboard.
Thanks. John, I'm Kurt.
Nice to meet you, Kurt.
Navy veteran John Babstock is the captain. He's not just a guy with a boat. This is his job. Uber is partnering with an existing water taxi service. There's room for 12 passengers on the Thunder. Above the steering wheel, Babstock's posted a laminated cheat sheet. It shows screenshots from the app, how to accept rides.
It's my first time using it, so actually it's a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. I'm very, as my kids would say, technically challenged. So, they're pretty surprised that I could actually figure this out, so...
I'm his third ride of the day. His other fares were a couple trying Uber boat for fun and a businessman. He was hiring a ride from his waterfront hotel to the airport and was surprised to see a boat icon.
All three of them loved it. They thought it was great. Then again, you're on the water. Who doesn't like being on the water? So, unless you don't like water, then you wouldn't.
Babstock steers his boat along the wharves, veering around parked sailboats and large ferries coming in to dock. This is a no-wake zone, so he has to go slow. Across the harbor, jumbo jets come in for a landing at Logan Airport.
It's probably not as fast as a taxi cab, but you know Boston traffic, who knows? Hit or miss, mostly missing.
Exactly 10 minutes later, Babstock docks in South Boston. I'd punched into the Uber app my destination, up the channel from here, the equivalent of maybe two city blocks, but the tide is high. The boat won't fit under a bridge. On the dock, Babstock pulls up the app to mark the trip complete. The total per person charge of $13 automatically includes some coin for the captain, a $2 tip.
So you get to rate me as a client?
Yeah, I get to rate you and then you rate me.
Okay.
I'm going to rate you a 5.
Is it just because I'm watching?
No, so far everybody's been a 5 today. I haven't had any problems with anybody.
The fare is the same as if I'd called this water taxi myself. Babstock says a lot of Bostonians don't know that they can hire a water taxi. He hopes this 2-week trial leads to more business.
If the company can, Uber company, can tweak the program, be more flexible, yeah, definitely. You got to be really, no pun intended, fluid. Because things change in the harbor, like I said, tide, weather, technology has to be more flexible with it. And if they can get that going, then yeah, this would be a great way to do business.
As he waits for his next fare, dispatch calls with a pickup that comes in the old way, by dumb phone.
Can you hit a 20 and do that pickup at 20? Hopefully you won't get an Uber call before you get there.
For Here and Now, I'm Kurt Nickisch on Boston Harbor.
Roger that.